This is Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Sumich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, welcome back in with Jeff Schwartz. I'm Tom Byrne, having some fun on this Saturday Ready, Set, Bet. We'll be back with you tomorrow as well. Orioles did get out of it, but still damage done. Yankees 3-0. Keep that in mind. Rays still up 7-1 against Detroit as well. Detroit's really not playing well right now. I wonder if second half regression is inevitable at this point. All right, let me update you on the live total at Pinnacle. It's 9.5. Bookmakers got a 10, juiced at $1.35. DK's dishing out a 9.5, juiced at $1.14 over and under. Of course, Jeff's sweating out the first five. Total is still in play. Not looking great, but not terrible after at least they got out of the inning there, Jeff. I thought you brought up a good point, though, off the air just as we were coming back in. Let's continue that for a second. We'll get to the props here in a minute, but this can wait. Did I hear you correct? Cardoso of the skies at 18 points at the half, and yet her live total for points, of course, is 21.5?
Yeah, so right now she has 17 points in the half. She's 7 of 9 and 3 for 5 from the foul line, 17 points. And on FanDuel right now, it's at 21.5. It was at 20.5 minus 150 to the over. Now it's 21.5 minus 110 to the over under minus 18. So if you think she have three more baskets, that's all you need in the second half to go over. I'll just say this. I get hooked a lot on these WNBA props, like, and I just, oh man, I've been, the other day I had a wager. I needed one more point or rebound entering the fourth quarter. Okay. Thorne on the Valkyries. She played the entire fourth quarter and had zero stats. It happens often. Another wager I had sort of the same thing. Like, I knew it was Sobley the other night. I had rebounds and assists, points, assists, points and rebounds over. I can't even talk right now. I missed it by a half a number, and she didn't score for the last 17 minutes of the game. So like, maybe I'm just bad luck. So it seems easy. It seems too easy, right? Like there's just no way she's not going to get three more baskets to get fouled a couple times. But I'm just not touching it. If I already have Sobley over 18.5, but she got 12 points. She didn't play very much in the first half because of foul trouble. Only 12 minutes, got 12 points. Like if I were taking a live look, I would do Sobley over 19.5 points most likely. I'd still come back to that. Or player threes. You get 4 threes for her at plus 320. She's got 2 already today. So that's maybe how I would play some of these. But the Cardoso one feels way too easy, doesn't it?
It does. It's something's amiss there. I know it's a 15-point game at the half. So, Corey, good look. I mean, he's looking pretty good with his lane to 8.5 there. Now, you never know. But are they going to start putting her on the bench early third quarter because they want to rest her in a blowout? I don't get why that number is what it is. I just don't feel like I've been keeping up with the WNBA close enough to really start hammering this at the moment. It does. It almost feels too easy. When it feels too easy, oftentimes it is, but we'll keep an eye on that game again. It's 58-43 at the half. You got to lay 16.5 if you want to get in on the Mercury. You could get plus 16.5 if you're brave enough with the sky at home in Chicago. All right, you and I have already discussed to an extent Devers against San Francisco. Listen, this would be spicier if it was in Boston, Jeff. That would be a tremendous atmosphere. I don't have any issue with what Boston did. I certainly understand it from the San Francisco standpoint, but it's lending itself to an interesting series here. Let's talk about Devers props, okay? One plus home run. These are at DraftKings. Plus 425. Over under hits 0.5. So to have a hit, minus 245, plus 170. Over under 1.5 total bases, plus 120, minus 170. Over under 0.5 RBI. So yes and no, essentially. Plus 165, negative 240, of course. Over under 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. You got to lay $1.25 or $1.10. And the over under with the runs, plus 115. Or $1.65. If you had to play any of those props, you're going to try to hit the home run with the plus 425, or are you going to go a little safer with the hits and lay it? What are you going to do?
I would do total bases over 1.5 at plus 120. That right center field is a great place to get a double. He already had one his first at bat as a Giant, maybe second at bat. put the ball all the way to the wall in right field. It's a big old park in San Francisco. I don't even know the name of it anymore. It used to be AT&T, Safeco, Pac Bell.
Oracle now.
I think it's Oracle maybe now. That's a great place for a double. And obviously that would win you the winner. Two base hits will get you that as well. So I think I'd play that. The home run one, look, it's just hard to hit home runs in San Francisco. It always has been, unless you're Barry Bonds. We hope the Devers, as a Giants fan, can be something like that. But you never know in that ballpark, right? So that's why I'd say from the home run one. But total bases, you get plus money, right? Plus 120 for two base hits, essentially. Two base hits or a single, or it really ties in it, right? You get one double, one triple, which feels unlikely, but a home run covers that all. So that's the way I'd look to play that today. I don't feel confident in the Giants, as I mentioned, to win the game in general, but I like Devers to, if I'm betting on one there, it would be over total basis.
It's a cavernous ballpark, to your point at Oracle. What do you make of the conversation many were having when he left the monster in Boston? You know, he used to get a lot of doubles off that green monster, right? Now, you know, some of them are going to be caught on the warning track or thereabouts. Then again, you're also going to find some more space to hit it in the gaps. Do you think his numbers, his slugging suffers a little bit outside of Boston going from that ballpark to Oracle?
I mean, I the Giants have done their homework on that, right? I'm looking right now. So away in his career, his slugging percentage goes from .520 at home to .499 on the road. So not that much of a difference, right? So I don't think that, and that's about, and he's played seven more games away from home than at home. So I don't think that terribly matters that much, even though he's had a lot more bats on the road. He's had nearly 200 more bats on the road. So I don't think that really, to me, matters very much on how I look at his success in San Francisco versus his success anywhere else. If he hits the ball hard, 110 plate appearances different. It'll go hard somewhere.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll go over the 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. I'm tempted to go under the $1.10. But you know what? He's due. Last night didn't hit all that well. I'm looking at some of the matchups. I suppose I found a little better than $1.25. I guess that's what would interest me most as far as Devers against the Red Sox today. All right, how about game 7 props? We previewed this as well, so let's get after it. I hit TJ McConnell a few times here on the over. His at DraftKings at the moment is 9.5, laying $1.25. The under 9.5, laying $1.25. Chet Holmgren's at 15.5. Tyrese Halliburton, by the way, is 15.5. Scored 14 on the night. Didn't need to play down the stretch, though. Keep in mind, Miles Turner bounce back maybe 12.5. Andrew Nemhard's 10.5. Anything sticking out to you? Alex Caruso, you mentioned him earlier. Yeah. 8.5. Got to lay $1.20. This is the over. The under 8.5 is $1.10. Lou Dort, who stunk the other night, over 7.5. Lay $1.30, the under 7.5, plus 100.
Yeah, so I like the zigzag of the NBA postseason. So I look at results from players that are not regulars, maybe, and kind of look at how they play and take the other side of the next game. Alex Caruso played 22 minutes, and I don't think attempted a shot. He wasn't very good. He wasn't part of the offense. His number is 8.5 for this game. He plays better at home, as do role players. I think that the Thunder need, I think the optimal lineup is when he's in, right? And it mix and match lineups a lot. It feels like the optimal lineup is when he's in. So crunch time, we'll get some Caruso minutes. This one's hard because it really has seemed to not go as well as I kind of hoped sometimes, but SGA over 6.5 assists. Look, when they're playing their best basketball, they get more assists than not. It's actually kind of a telltale. Like when they lose games, look at their assist numbers. Team assists, 13, 17, 14. When they win games, they get a lot more assists. They make a lot of more baskets. So maybe that's the way I look at this one as well. The other one, I'm going to hate myself for this because I can't stand watching him play. I just can't. I can't, but. Where is that? The points and rebounds right now for Chet Holmgren. Holmgren, 26.5 over. He was so bad the other night. And I don't know if he is ready for this moment. I don't know, man. He gets punked and he's soft, and but he's so dang big. Like, he can get 15 rebounds like he did two games ago. He's not going to shoot as poorly, I think, at home in this game. So I'm eyeing those sort of kind of zigzag player props. I like Obi Toppin under two, which is dangerous, but three straight games of good shooting? I don't know. I could see myself fading Toppin in this game on the road, game seven, yeah. Lower scoring game typically. So I like Toppin under as well.
I like the Toppin thing, and he's due for negative regression for sure. Listen, I'm not going to overthink it. Give me TJ McConnell over to 9.5. Went over 7.5 a couple games ago easily. It was all the way up to 10.5 by game time the other night, which made sense because of the Haliburton injury. Haliburton plays, he still goes over easily. Listen, McConnell just on one of those heaters. He's got a nice matchup here. He's an energy guy. He's feeling it. He's looking for a shot a little bit more. You know, he's a weird player in that. You would look at him and think, okay, he's going to rely on the outside shot. No, he's not a great outside shooter. He's got deceiving footwork. He's so good to stop and go. He gets you off balance, and he's looking for a shot more often. He's still going to dish out to the open three, but he's looking for a shot more often. I think over 9.5, juiced only $1.05. I think that's pretty good value. I'd probably roll with TJ McConnell. Not overthink it a little bit. Just go points. If you want to go points and assist, points, yeah, assist, rebounds, you can do that. But I think that's probably the best way to go here as far as this game seven is concerned. All right.
I love that little jump shot he does. That little run around and just like 6 foot jump shot, two hands, like as high as possible in the air. So funny.
It's kind of funny. It really is. It's kind of funny the way he shoots it. Yeah, I'm looking. I don't know that anything else is really sticking too much out to me right now, but that's probably the best way to go. All right, so straight ahead, we're going to get Aaron Halderman in here, RacingDudes.com, VSiN at the Track co-host, at RacingDudes on X. We've got MLB picks, too. He's Jeff Schwartz. I'm Tom Burns.
Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sitting in today, Jeff Schwartz. I'm Tom Burr. Good to have you guys as always. Unfortunately, Jeff's first five Yankees O's under is now dead. Bottom third, Yankees continue to hit. They're coming alive at the plate. It's 6-0 now. Yanks in that one. Brewers, Twins just underway, 0-0. Rays still up. In fact, they've added another run. It's 8-1 in that one, top eight. If you want to jump in very late, you could go under 10 plus $1.10. Hope that maybe they hold them down the rest of the way. It's a little late to be joining that game. Yankees total is now live at 12. I'm seeing at most books juice to $1.15 on average. All right. So at this point, joining us on the Progressive Guest Line is Aaron Halderman. He, of course, from RacingDudes.com, VSiN at the Track co-host. Aaron, really appreciate your time. I was telling you off the air, there was a time, man, I loved the horse racing game. I was involved with it. I haven't been keeping up too much of late outside of the big three races, of course. Before we get to your baseball picks, update us where we are as far as the horse racing calendar is concerned and what you have your eye on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Triple Crown season's over. That's kind of where we kind of take a little bit of a backseat as far as the general public goes. But yeah, racing's still going strong. We've got Saratoga coming back in a couple of weeks, and you'll see your horses like Sovereignty, who won the Belmont and the Kentucky Derby. You'll see him running up at Saratoga this summer. So you've got that to look forward to. As far as today goes, kind of a smaller derby. The Ohio Derby is running. A horse coming out of the Preakness is a favorite in there. Clever Again, who got just a terrible trip in that race, got kind of body checked up on the rail there. Should bounce back here in this spot. So it's a quiet weekend, honestly, for horse racing, but we're going to gear back up July, August. It gets really, really good again. Kind of the more lesser known races, but still huge races still left on the calendar for us.
Let's get to some of your baseball plays there. You've quite a few for us today. Blue Jays, White Sox, first pitch in a little under an hour. White Sox took game one against the Blue Jays. What do you have for game two?
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing last night for the Blue Jays. 7-1 loss to the lowly White Sox. I think they bounce back today. Berrios on the mound for the Blue Jays. That's a good way to start. I like that. He's a good, solid pitcher. You kind of know what you're going to get out of him. You're going to get five or six innings, and he's not going to give up all that many runs. So, and then you look Savali on the mound for the White Sox. I just feel like this is a bounce back day for the Blue Jays. So I'm going to take them on the run line, minus a run and a half. You're getting even money right now. that was good enough for me. I didn't want to play, obviously, I didn't want to lay the minus 200 or 205. I wanted to go and try to get some kind of value. I just kind of think this has blowout written all over it. Of course, the White Sox aren't very good once again this year. I mean, they are a little better than last year, but still not great. It's a nice bounce back spot. Give me the Blue Jays to start it off.
All right, you like Toronto. Let's stay in that division. The Boston Red Sox on the road. We've been talking a lot about this one because of the Rafael Devers trade, of course. Looks like you got a pretty good number on the underdog here on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot with Boston. You know, they won last night in San Francisco. This is a Giants team that was rolling along pretty good until lately. Their last six or seven games haven't been all that great. They've had kind of a tougher schedule, so give them a little bit of a pass. I'm not all out on San Francisco. But today, the underdog being the Red Sox and Bello on the mound for the Red Sox, I just kind of thought this was a spot where you could take a little bit of a price and get it home. Bello pitches very well in Homer Road. It doesn't really matter. He shows up and pitches well. You kind of know what you're going to get out of him. It's going to come down to the Red Sox lineup. It's a little bit hit and miss, no question about it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But with Bello on the mound, I feel like he'll be able to shut down San Francisco just enough. And this Giants bullpen, which was a very, very strong thing for the Giants early in the season, it hasn't been as great lately. And so if I think the game's close and we're going to get into the bullpen, I think the Red Sox could make it two in a row over the Giants. So give me the underdog. Give me the Red Sox in the spot.
We talked earlier about Devers getting his first home run as a Giant. Obviously, it would be fantastic for him. It was against Boston. Are you playing any Devers props today? It hasn't happened quite yet. 0 for 5 last night. His first game against his former team.
It's funny you ask the question because I did play some Devers props last night and it did not go very well at all. So because of that, I thought, you know what? I'll just play a side in this one. I'm not going to mess with that. Of course, when you do that, as you guys know as gamblers, sometimes when you jump off, that's when you go crazy and you see a home run or a double or whatever. But no, I was kind of on that same kind of thought of, he's going to be ready to go, and it didn't work out. So I stayed away from that, and like I said, just went on the side today.
All right, Aaron Halterman, Jeff Schwartz, Tom Byrne, talking some baseball with you. Good to have you on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm looking at Mick Abel, the youngster for the Phils, who for the most part, outside of one star, has been pretty good up against the really cold Mets. Griffin Cannon, believe it or not, some money coming in on the Mets, but you like the Phillies at home today.
Yeah, I got to ride with the Phillies in this spot. You said it best. Good setup there with Mick Abel. He's been very good. And like I said, he is a youngster, and sometimes, you know, they can blow up, and he did kind of one of those games, like you said. But overall, this is a guy that has come out and pitched very well. His last start, he didn't have his best stuff, and he was still kind of able to battle and win that game against the Marlins. So a big game here, right? I mean, the Phillies have caught the Mets because of the Mets just being atrocious the last nine games. And the biggest reason why, they just have not hit very well in this slump. So I think this is a tough matchup to kind of break out of a slump. Of course, Phillies are a good team anyway, no matter who's on the mound. That's always a tough place to go in, especially at home, you know, where they are extra tough to win. So I just kind of looked at it and said, man, this seems like a, you know, minus 110 on both sides. I think the Phillies make the most sense in this spot. You mentioned Canning. You know, he's solid. I do think he'll come out and pitch a pretty good game today. But I just lean to the Phillies. I think it gets into the later innings. I think the Phillies get it done. And, boy, if the Mets lose 10 in a row, which obviously I'm predicting, I wonder when the panic sets in New York, right? I mean, they still have a decent record right now. But 10 in a row, that would be very interesting to see the reaction.
Is their struggles changed your thoughts about the East at all or sort of the future for the Mets? I mean, look, they've lost that many games in a row, and they're still obviously, you know, what, 14 over 500. So not a bad team.
Yeah, I think coming into the season, you kind of felt like it was a two-team race, right? It was going to be the Phillies and the Mets. And the way they jumped out, you're like, okay, Phillies will take the top wild card spot, and then the Mets will win the division. I'm kind of with you. Like, it took nine-game losing streak for them to be caught. It kind of, you know, they're not going to keep doing that. You know, they're kind of going to right the ship. And when they do, I think they're still likely the team that wins this division. Yeah, I mean, I think it does have to give you a little bit of concern, but you know, it's a long season. You go through lulls. I would rather have a lull right now, you know, in June, instead of when we're getting into August and September, when you really, you know, it's crunch time. You got to win games. So I would still back the Mets in this division. But look, I think we knew coming in, right? The Phillies, they're a formidable foe. Like they you're going to have to play really well to beat them over 162 game stretch. But, you know, to answer your question, yeah, I still think the Mets are still that team. They're just going through a lull. I do think they'll bounce out of it eventually.
This is Aaron Holzer being given us his MLB plays of the day. Aaron, I'm handicapping these games last night, you know, using Way to Run Credit Plus and Skiller Active ERA and running it through negative binomial distribution and doing the whole thing, looking and seeing, wow, Houston, I see incredible value on Houston. And then I realized the why, right? Because Brandon Walter has pitched 17 and two-thirds innings. So is he really the guy who he appears to be through 17 to two-thirds? I elected to stay away. I took him full game first five yesterday, came out on top. I did stay away today. You're making me regret it a little bit because you do like Houston today. So you're going to put your faith in the young Walter.
You're absolutely right. I think when it comes with younger pitchers, you do kind of sit there and go, or at least in experienced pitchers, you sit there and go, okay, when is it going to come crashing down? And I don't want to be on that side when that happens. So I get it. But, you know, for me, I just kept looking at this and I kept thinking, you know, this price just keeps getting better and better as well. And I just was like, look, in a vacuum, put it all in a vacuum. The Astros are a better team than the Angels, right? The Angels, they're better this year, but they're not great. They haven't really been great at home. Soriano's on the mound for the Angels. He's not awful, but again, he's a pitcher that I do think the Astros can hit. This lineup is pretty good for the Astros. I'm not telling anybody anything that you guys don't know. I mean, this Astros team, they're tough to get out, right? And they've been hitting well right now. So I just kind of looked at it and said, look, I think if Walter can give us five innings and let's say he gives up, you know, one or two runs, I still like the Astros at that point. I like the Astros unless he has the blow up game, right? And I think that is always a worry, like you kind of pointed out. But as long as he can just kind of go out there, you know, pitch a decent enough game, hold them in the game. And again, it's another one of these things. When we get into the bullpens, give me the Astros. I think they'll be able to pull away from them. So at the price, look, I'll take another swing. If they were, say, minus 140, 150, yeah, I'll stay away. But at this price, I think it's worth a shot to back the Astros.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Aaron Holzerman, racingdudes.com is where you can find him. Make sure you're listening, VSiN, at the track co-host as well, at racing_dudes. On X. Aaron, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff. I'm looking forward to this. After the break, we're going to bet the cycle. Four plays, okay?
Let's do it.
So a couple favorites, maybe a long shot or two mixed in as well. We're going to bet the cycle when we come back. In for Matt Brown and Mike Somich, he's Jeff Schwartz. I'm Tom Byrne. We're just going to go, and it's Ready, Set, Bet on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, you got Jeff Schwartz and Tom Byrne with you today. Good to have you aboard. As always, we'll be back tomorrow, same place, same time. We're about to bet that cycle, but first, do you want to know where the money is really going? Unlike other sources, our betting splits come straight from Circa and DraftKings Sportsbooks, giving you insight into where the sharp action is landing. Circa is known for taking big bets from professional bettors, while DraftKings provides a broader market perspective. That means you're getting the real action, not just public money, but the kind of wager that moves lines. See the percentage of bets versus percentage of handle on every game across every major sport, helping you make smarter, more informed bets. Get VSiN's exclusive betting slips for as little as $9.99. That's right, VSiN's exclusive betting splits for as little as $9.99 for your first month at VSiN.com/subscribe. All right, let's have some fun and bet the cycle. I wouldn't say my home run is that crazy. So yeah. Maybe tomorrow I'll have a crazier type of bet. But we'll start. How do you want to start here? You want to
start up? Let me give out my home run. I'll give out my home run quickly. Oh, Tom, you're going first. Single. All right, go ahead.
I can do that. All right, let's give you my single. Let's give you the Diamondbacks first five. I'll lay $2 on the first five. Listen, it doesn't take the genius to figure out Colorado stinks. You know, I saw this number last night. I thought, oh, my God, it's going to go off at least 225. Now, you could also take the run line. I think a lot of people when they get up to $2, want to take the run line. Naturally, I get it. But you're oftentimes not getting the same EV on a run line that you are when you lay it. I don't love laying $2 or more, but in this case, I found $2. That number has sailed. I don't know if I go two nuts at this point. I could give you the updated number here in a moment. But my single is going to be first five Arizona today. Merrill Kelly on the bump. I'll lay the $2.
I am thinking along you. I have Diamondbacks over 6.5 runs minus 140 for my single as well here. One thing I've done all year, actually, is bet the team total against the Colorado Rockies. I've laid off of it when they're on the road because it's been less like it, for example, the Nationals only got over once in four games. I didn't bet either any of those games. But at home, they allow so many runs to good teams. I think Diamondbacks had 14 last night, Tom, if I'm correct. Yep. I'll go over 6.5 for the Diamondbacks, minus 140 here.
All right. Another Diamondbacks play. Corey, do you want to give yours or am I giving yours to the audience? All right, I'll give Corey's. His single is going to be the Guardians A's over 9.5. Corey's a little shy. We'll do it for him, but he's not shy at firing. He's already looking pretty good as far as the WNBA is concerned. Guardians A's over 9.5. So let's stay in that space. I'm going to give you my double. I'm going to stay with that game. I'm going to go first five A's. I laid $1.05. I was on the A's last night. This time I'm going to take them first five. I'm going to take a full game more on that coming up. But, you know, this A's team, I'm not saying they're a good team, Jeff, but if you look at their weighted runs created plus numbers, okay, active roster this year is probably going to be more weighted, probably at least 60-something percent this year and 30-something percent last year at this point if I looked at my model. Their weighted runs created plus numbers are much better than you think. In fact, they're top 10. Now, does that mean they're like a top 10 offense? Maybe not. But what I'm saying is they're a little undervalued on the offensive side. I think they're going to be able to find some ways to score tonight. I thought that was a pretty darn fair price. I'll lay $1.05 first five with the Athletics, who don't have a home except for a AAA ballpark in Sacramento.
I'll tell you what, buddy. It is weird watching highlights from their games and the Rays, by the way. Like both those teams, obviously, without homes.
The Rays are playing in a Yankee-owned stadium, Jeff. Think about
Tampa, yeah.
They're still 10 over.
When you go to play Tampa Bay Buccaneers, George Steinbrenner Field's right there. I've seen it a lot of times. So my double will be Boston on the money line against the Giants. I mentioned it earlier. The Giants, record-wise, good. Play against actual teams with a winning record, not good. The last five series against teams with a winning record, they're 5-12. And they just don't score a lot of runs. I mean, even go back to the Guardians series. You know, they won one of three games. They won 2-1. Like, they just don't score a lot of runs. Against the Dodgers, didn't score a lot of runs in that series. They just don't score a ton of runs. So I like Boston here on the money line. I get you the exact price right now because that obviously moves, but plus 112 is what I got earlier. It is now plus 104.
All right, sounds good. And I'll go to Corey's play, which is Dylan Cease, 8+Ks plus $1.65. Juicy price there, looking for Dylan Cease to be dominant. Always a case to be made for Cease, one of the better pitchers, 8+Ks plus $1.65. That brings us to our triples. I'm going to go right back to the A's. Listen, I got Mitch Spence against Logan Allen. I already talked about the weighted runs created plus numbers. If you just look at the pitchers, by the way, let's do that. I think I got the better pitcher here. I mean, look at Schooner active ERA, which is the most predictive metric of them all. You talk about XFIP and XERA. Schooner active ERA, I think, is the most reliable. This year, Mitch Spence, 3.91. Logan Allen, 5.01, okay? And so Logan Allen over the last 30 days has actually been a little worse than that. So for context, that would put Mitch Spence at 75th this season. It puts Logan Allen at 179. Now, listen, Cleveland's got a little better bullpen. I understand that. But I got this plus $1.13. I'm a little surprised. I'm on a lousy number. You could get a better number. I'm seeing upwards of plus 115. There's a plus 117 that just popped on my odd screen. I think that's very fair for the A's today full game. That'll be my triple today.
Tom, I'm going to ask you tomorrow. We need some more long shots. We need some home run props. We need some plus 300s. Yep. I guess I don't even have plus 300, but I like, okay. So you have the A's. So we both have plays in Diamondbacks Rockies. You have two plays for the A's here. as well. My triple will be Marcus Semien over two hits. 10, was it? Let me get my notes here, make sure I have this right. 10-game hit streak playing the Pirates today. He has good numbers against their starting pitcher. I'm just going for a long shot here. So it's plus 220. I'm just trying to find someone to give me some plus money here for a triple. Look, I'm slow. I got no triples in my little league career, okay? So this is as long shot as I'm going to get.
yeah, listen, but I was handicapping this. I thought he meant like, you know, bet the cycle in terms of your confidence level. I should have known because I listened to Mike and Matt do bet the cycle, but I just wasn't thinking. You're right. Maybe I'll try to fish around for a longer price tomorrow, which will be a little fun. All right, so Corey, I guess he's expecting a big world event today because he's got Nick Castellanos, 3+ total bases. Castellanos, as long as he's not talking smack, the Rob Thompson, the manager, usually performs when there's a big world event, but he's plus 225 today. He'll triple with Nick Castellanos. All right, so my home run is not really a home run. It's one of those short porches over the New York Yankees fence type of home runs. But Jake Irvin, over 3.5 strikeouts, plus $1.28 against the Dodgers. The Dodgers have a great lineup. We understand that. But they're actually 12th in the league in terms of the strikeouts. The strikeout rate is good. But Jake Irvin, over 3.5, I think is attainable for this national team. Now, you do wonder, like, he typically gets 5.8 innings a game. If he only gets to, like, 4+, you're dead. You're not going to get there. But can he get the 4 strikeatsif he goes at least 5, maybe 5 2/3? I think he can. I mean, even an Ohtani, as great as he is always good for a strikeout. I'll take Jake Irvin over his K prop. I saw this earlier at Novig, plus $1.28. I want to go lower than that. But if you could get plus 125 or more, I think that's a playable number.
Okay, awesome. We'll have to watch that, the plus number. I like that. So my home run here is an actual home run. And it's Pete Crow Armstrong to hit a home run in Chicago. Now, I should have given this out. I think I did give this out early in the day. And obviously, the first inning just concluded in Chicago. 2 home runs, by the way. So my Cubs team total over. Good start here. Tucker and Hat both hit home runs. So the live number now is plus 320 for Crow. Armstrong to go deep. Again, wind blowing straight out today. Mariners aren't throwing a strong pitcher. So plus 320 is what it is now. It was plus 260 to start the day. So I like him to hit a home run here.
All right, then Corey's home run is Eugenio Suarez, 5+ total bases, plus 360. Juicy price there, as it should be for Suarez to get 5+ total bases. So there you go. So that is his home run, a plus 360. All right, I like that. Yeah, tomorrow, you know, you're going to have to find one of those sort of props, though, right, to get that juicy. I don't play a whole heck of a lot of total base props, but that's how you're going to get the plus 400, plus 500. Typically, if I'm playing odds like that, it's on a future of some kind. But we can have some fun with that tomorrow. So there you go. All right, give us a quick update here. I'm looking at some of the scores. Did Sabali get over a point prop total for you here?
No, she's a 15. They're up 94 to 60. The one thing that I have going for me is WNBA plays their starters like well into blowouts. Like if this is the NBA, no starter will be playing the fourth quarter, like zero. They'll play them like pretty much the rest of the game. So she's only had 7 shots. She's 5 for 7. I was sort of right on her shooting a lot better. She shot 27% the last 2 games. Cardoso, by the way, has not a single shot in the second half. We talked about this, not a single shot attempt in the second half.
We didn't take it.
Still 17 points. Yeah. So, but yeah, 94 to 60, this one, pretty gross, not good for the Sky.
All right, coming up next, NFC divisional winners, Jeff Schwartz, Tom Byrne, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Set Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Yes, sir. Good to have you with the great Jeff Schwartz. I am Tom Burr. We'll be back tomorrow as well. Ready, set, bet. In for Matt Brown and Mike Somich. 2 sharp dudes enjoying their vacation, I'm sure. Let's talk some NFC divisional odds, Jeff. We did the AFC. How about the NFC East first? The defending champion Eagles. And don't you forget it, Jeff. laying $1.35. The Commanders plus 205. The Giants 25-1. And if you want the Cowboys, you get them at plus 600. I will say this about Dallas. You know, everybody loves to clown on Dallas for obvious reasons, but you know, if they're healthy, I do think there's a scenario that sees them bounce back and win 10 games, which would in theory put them in play. Commanders plus 205, man. I think they have a lot of the Houston Texans written all over them. Last year, everybody loved Houston. I said, listen, as great as CJ Stroud was, he's almost a victim of his own success. The expectations going in, too high. He was never going to be able to meet them. Dead right. I get that same sort of vibe about the Commanders. I know they've messed with the defense a little bit. I still see an awful lot of holes. As great as Jaden Daniels was, and I love them coming out of LSU, I think it's just as likely he takes a slight step backward this year as it is takes a step forward. I would not touch Commanders plus 205. I would not. Eagles lay $1.35. Let's start with that Commander point I made. Maybe you're on the other side. A lot of people are. Are you going to look to take Jaden Daniels to buy stock?
I'm buying stock in him, but I don't know if that translates to wanting to bet them to win the division or win the conference. I mean, they were a legitimate team. They were 14-5 last year, like a legitimate winning football team. Sophomore slump is real. We know it's real because it has a name and we see it all the time. The difference between Jaden Daniels, I think, and CJ Stroud is that the organization around Daniels, the players are better and the coaching is better. And so I don't think that's going to happen with him. But it wouldn't make sense. People have had all year to watch film on him now, right? Like, he's a target. People are watching Commander's film. And so I'm not sure I feel comfortable doing that. Again, I go back to the same theory. Like, the Eagles are the best team in the division. They have the best players. They have the best offensive defensive line. They have great coaching staff. The way they can run the ball to end games, right, just sort of pound the opponent into submission, like, they're going to be hard to beat each and every week. And that's why I think they're rightfully the division winners. So, I mean, minus one, I get the Chiefs and minus 120 equals minus 135. I like those, man. I like those better teams, to continue to have success. They're winning division every year for a reason.
Yep. I'm with you. I would take the Eagles as well. Shop around. I think you could find a better number than $1.35. As well, NFC South, Bucks plus 100, Falcons plus 240. These are the DraftKings numbers. Panthers plus 400. You can get 10-1 on the Saints. Boy, the Saints are going to have a long year. Okay, they better have patience with that new coaching staff. Falcons plus 240, I think you could make a claim for. You know, Bucks plus 100, I guess why I'd go there. But the Falcons have more around the quarterback than I think a lot of people – well, I actually shouldn't say that. I think a lot of people do know that. But they are very talented around the quarterback position. Some concerns defensively, for sure. I'm not going Panthers plus 400, even though they'll be improved. The number that sticks out most to me here, plus 240, I'd look for closer to plus $3, which you might be able to find. Plus 275 is realistic on Atlanta. Michael Penix is a great unknown, but I did like Penix coming out in the draft. We shall see.
It's the Falcons, though. Nothing good happens to Atlanta. So I think Carolina probably missed a better number. You could have gone, I would imagine, at some point after the draft. I think people are going to be high on Carolina. I am high on Carolina. I think that they did a lot of things to end last season that has you excited about their season. You know, the Panthers to make the playoffs is certainly an interesting wager. You look at the way they ended last year on a high note, the talent they brought in. I really like what the front office, the coaching staff have done. The question obviously is, you know, how good is Bryce Young ultimately going to be? That's a fair question. Atlanta, to me, again, they seem to be the team I never get a read on correctly. I either wager on them and they lose, I wager against them and they cover. I just try to stay away from the Falcons. That's like a personal thing of mine. But Carolina plus 400 is interesting to me.
You have some interest in that? All right. I mean, I buy the idea they're going to be improved. I would need better than four plus 400, though, even in that division, I think you missed which the best number. Yeah. Great division in a while. You're right. There's probably some better numbers out there. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you missed the
better number. Before we get to the West and South, let me ask you guys, are you betting on sports? Why not try the races? First Bet lets you wager on hundreds of horse races every day from top tracks across the U.S. and around the world. Sign up at firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. Use promo code VSIN200 to claim a 20% rebate for your first 60 days up to $200. Head to firstbet.com today. He's Jeff Schwartz. I'm Tom Byrne. Ready, set, bet on a Saturday. doing some NFC divisional odds talk here. NFC West, I'm seeing Niners plus 150, Rams plus 195, Seahawks plus 475, Cardinals plus 475. Are you buying San Francisco with a big bounce back season?
No, give me the Rams. I mean, look, I think that the Niners schedule certainly sets them up for a lot of success. I mean, they are, their schedule is a joke compared to just how good I think the team can be. But I like the Rams, man. Look, the Rams were close to beating the Eagles. I think we forget how that game went. They went across country in the snow, minus two in turnovers, and were driving to win the game. This team went healthy with Stafford and McVay. All they've done is win a ton of football games. They have the Niners number, by the way. The one time the Niners got them was to go to the Super Bowl. Like that's it, right? The Rams have had their number. I like the Rams defense, especially. I like what they've added, the pieces they've added on offense. Stafford is going to be good. We know McVay's going to be like, I like the Rams at plus money here. It's a one time I'll tell you, I think, to really take someone who's not the favorite. You know, Carolina was a lukewarm endorsement there, but I like the Rams here. I've wagered on them, and I think they're going to win the division.
It's a good point about the Rams and the way they played at Philadelphia. They had the ball late in that game. I can tell you there was some consternation where I am here locally in Philly when the Rams had the ball in Matt Stafford's hands there in a big drive. Now, you know, we know how it ended, and the Eagles romped from that point on, but it does speak to the strength of the Los Angeles Rams. And don't forget about San Francisco lost some talent offensively. Don't forget about the guys who left there. Now, I love Shanahan. Yeah. I know people get on him. I think Shanahan's crazy good. I wouldn't kill you for taking the plus money with the Niners, but I do understand if you get anything better than $2 on the Rams, I definitely looked at that as a playable number. All right, and then finally, the North Lions plus 140, Packers plus 260, Vikings plus $4, and the Bears plus 425. This is interesting because I've heard a lot of people who I would consider sharp even make a claim for the Bears. Now, you know, is plus 425 a good enough price? That's the question, Jeff. How do you view the NFC North?
Yeah, man, this is a tough division. I think this is one where, so the Lions lost a lot. We know that, right? Coordinators, right? But defensively, they're going to be better just with injury regression to the mean, right? To the positive side, right? They were so injured last year. So we know what they are, right? Again, hard to not back a team that wins in the trenches like they do, right? They win the trenches. Like, it's hard not to back them. I'm always going to like a team like that. The Packers, to me, we saw last season, you know, they just weren't able to get over the final hurdle, right? They lost, I think, the Eagles twice. They lost the Lions twice. Like, they were close, but again, I did something about the Packers. Like, they are what they are. I like what they are. But do they have enough dynamic football players to win a division, right? I'm not saying anything new, but the team with the more playmakers tends to win. Are they that team right now? The Bears feel too trendy. I'm not going to be on them. The Vikings with McCarthy, I don't know. The Vikings feel like a team with the talent they have, Tom, that just wait till the middle of the season. If McCarthy is starting to get better or starts the year fast, you might get a better number, or you might feel more comfortable putting some money on the Vikings at that point.
I think that's a great point about Minnesota. Listen, they won 14 games last year with Sam Darnold. People saw J.J. McCarthy win a national title, so they're like, ooh, look at Minnesota. The value's there. The reality is Minnesota, as well-coached as they are and as talented as they are, they're due for negative regression. They won a lot of close games. That won't happen again this season. But, you know, McCarthy's the great unknown for me. I'm not looking to knock the young man. He's so friggin' young. So he's got a ton of potential and a very high ceiling. But realistically speaking, what is he, 21, 22 years of age, coming off injury? What should our expectations be for this young man under center Minnesota? We can say what we want about Sam Darnold. He played well last year. McCarthy was a guy they trusted so much at Michigan, they had him pass 8 freaking times in total against Penn State. This is going to be a different animal now for McCarthy at this level. I wouldn't want any piece of Minnesota in the division, I got to tell you.
I generally agree with you. I think, again, this is a wait and see. Like, there's no rush to bet Minnesota right now. I think if McCarthy is that guy, you can get in at some point, just not now.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, Jeff, I'll tell you what. Let's get back to Major League Baseball. We got 4 starts coming up quickly. White Sox, Blue Jays, Rangers, Pirates, Red Sox, Giants, and Braves, Marlins. We'll handicap all 4 and remind you what plays we're on today as well coming up next. He's Jeff Schwartz. I'm Tom Byrne. This is Ready, Set, Bet on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.